The evangelical Christian leader Billy Graham has died. Over his career, Graham preached in person to more than 210 million people. WMIC's Danny Lewis reports that some of his largest audiences were right here in New York.
This is Yankee Stadium, New York. This is an historic hour.
July 20th, 1957. Reverend Billy Graham has been in New York City for nearly a month, holding massive revivals at venues like Madison Square Garden. But this one at Yankee Stadium is his largest yet.
Tonight, not a seat remains unoccupied in a stadium that can hold 80,000.
This was supposed to be the climax of what Graham called his New York crusade. The crowd was serenaded by organ music and hymns, and Vice President Richard Nixon introduced Graham from the pitcher's mound, remarking that not even the Yankees could draw as big a crowd.
One cannot stand as I do in the center of the baseball diamond at Yankee Stadium, with this tremendous crowd all around us, without thinking of what this meeting means.
This was the pinnacle of Graham's time in New York, and he wanted his audience to know it.
And during the past few weeks, we've seen thousands of all walks of life as they've moved out of those great stands at Madison Square Garden and come to stand on the Lord's side by receiving Jesus Christ into their hearts and their lives.
But this wasn't the end of the trip. Graham extended that crusade for another 2 months and kept coming back to New York for years. Danny Lewis, WNYC News.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches